New York Times, December 4, 2007, editorial, Evolution in Texas. Is Texas about to become the next state to undermine the teaching of evolution? That is the scary implication of the abrupt ousting of Christine Comer, the state's top expert on science education.
I was just doing my job. I just forwarded an email of an upcoming lecture, and that was the simple fact of it. Then I got a phone call from my immediate supervisor, and she said, "We're having a meeting tomorrow, and we need you to be there." I said, "Absolutely." So imagine my surprise when I get there and they give me a memo of termination. When it first happened, I was so embarrassed, I didn't want anyone to know. I was going to go quietly into that good night, but I felt like I had to fight. And they said, "I have until 8 o'clock the next morning to either sign a letter of resignation or I would be terminated." They actually said that I had to be neutral about the teaching of creationism. I went, "What?" I said, are you serious? This is over creationism?" I thought, how can I remain neutral on something that is non-science? I got emails from people in Paris, in Hawaii, in Alaska, in London, and former students contacted me and they said, "Miss Comer, you know, keep on fighting, stand up for the kids of Texas." I used to think it was just a radical fringe group, but it seems like now it's part of the political scene here in Texas now to back a group that is anti-science.